was driving to New York City. And I was getting in my car, and I was driving to, I just finished dropping somebody off, and I was driving back to New Jersey. And I was driving down the road, and I was about to go into a tunnel underneath the Hudson River there to go back into New Jersey. And I saw a billboard on the side of the road, and it showed a man kissing another man on this billboard in New York City. And it showed these two just flamboyantly gay men kissing each other. And I looked at and it said real big letters. It said, "Get some." Real big letters. And the reason it made me so upset is because at the bottom I saw who had paid for the billboard. It was the city of New York. The Department of Health from the government. It said NYC.gov at the bottom. It was paid for by the City of New York Health Department. And showed two gay men kissing. And at the bottom it said, I'm just going to spell it out for a second. It's CONDOMS. It was spelled out at the bottom. In small letters and said www.nyc.gov/health. And I went on there and I couldn't even believe it. Because I had just taken my friend Alberto out to dinner the night before. And we went to an Italian restaurant. And we were sitting out eating and talking and everything. And I paid the bill. And I was just thinking how the money from my tax, my sales tax on that bill, went to put that smut up. I mean, that kind of filth shouldn't even be allowed. Look, do you understand that the phrase, "get some," is an imperative? Here's an English lesson. It's called an imperative sentence. The implied subject is you, and it's a command. So now the city of New York, the government of New York City, is commanding gay sex. That's what it said. They're telling you, do this. And show here's a picture. Go on there. You don't believe me? Go on there. You see the picture. I went on there this morning because I couldn't even believe it. Couldn't even believe that what I'd seen was real. I went and I got on the internet just to see if it was real. And it was sure enough. I saw the same picture. I can show you the picture. I saw the same picture on the website. It's their new campaign. You know when that just came out? February 13th, 2008. What's the date today? 24th? So 10 days ago, they started their new campaign. See, that's how fast it's happening, my friend. 10 days ago is when it started. This command from the city of New York for sodomy. That's your tax dollars at work, my friend. You say, "Oh, why do you preach against taxes?" Because that's where your taxes are going. To promote sodomy. And you know what I said when I saw that billboard? And I was driving into a tunnel. And you know, there's no place to park. I mean, I couldn't even hardly navigate New York City. I was just telling people before the service, I got lost 4 times. Once on the way in and once on the way out. And then once on the way back in and then once on the way back out. I got lost for like an hour of just going in circles. Very hard to navigate New York City. And I feel like I'm, you know, pretty good with directions and everything, but I just could not figure this place out. And so I'd been searching and searching for this tunnel for an hour. I finally found the tunnel. And I'm just entering this tunnel. It's like a little row of walls, and I see that billboard on the side. I wanted to pull my car over so bad, if I could find a place to pull over, and just tear that sign down with my bare hands. And I just said, "Oh, God!" I mean, I just, in my car, I said, "Oh, God, won't somebody do something? Not say something. Won't somebody do something, God? They're doing, why don't somebody do something about it?" Nobody was there to do anything about it. You mark my words. You remember this. You get this tape and you keep it somewhere. The day that that billboard goes up in Phoenix, Arizona, I'm going to go tear it down and I hope you come with me. I'm going to go down there with a riot of people. I'm going to get a band of people together. I'm going to get a riot together. I'm going to go down and tear it down with my bare hands. And I hope you're right there with me tearing it down. I hope somebody loves America enough to tear that trash down. The day they put some sodomite billboard up in Phoenix, Arizona, I'm going to go tear it down. You get this tape, and the day it goes up, you tell me about it and say, "Pastor Anderson, you be a man of your word and go tear it down." I'll say, "Let's go. Come with me." And if you won't go, I'll go by myself. Won't somebody do something?